His ears, what Paul Clayton calls a step-husband song, who, as he describes it, is the man who steps in when the husband steps out.
Well, now John came home all in a wonder, knocked on the door just like thunder. "Who's that, Mr. Hands?" he cried. "It is my husband, you better hide." Well, now she yelled the door while old man Hensley, jumping and jerking, climbed up the chimney. John came in looking all around, but not a soul could be found. Well, then he sat down by the fireside weeping, till up the chimney he got to peeping. There he saw that poor old soldier sitting astride of the pot rack pole. Reached up and down, he fetched him like a raccoon dog. He catched him black as eye. Then he did better, Lord, he kicked him out upon his setter. Well, his wife, she crawled up under the bed, but he dragged her out by the hair of her head. Said, "When I'm gone, remember this," and he kicked her where the kicking is best. Didn't have the chance of a yellow pup. Sent him out on the old chain gang for beating his wife, the dear little thing. Well, when John got out, he went back to court, cause his wife, she had him for non-support. John didn't worry and John didn't cry, but when he got close, he sucked her in the eye. Well, then they took John down to the old town jail. His wife, she came and paid his bail. Won't be long till he'll be loose, I'd tell you more about it, but there ain't no use.